Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
By Gaudreau, finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Gaudreau, the shot! And score! Barkley, Gaudreau in overtime!
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish plus five in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton, but an exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is a real.
Yeah!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, disembodied voice. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, and even above and below said coasts or borders. That's what they're called. Let's start with what you were talking about last segment, and that is the WNBA, more specifically, Caitlin Clark and her Fever win over the Connecticut Sun. 88-71, this is the WNBA Commissioner's Cup, but the story out of this game, as Bart was talking about, was the physicality, the technical fouls, the ejections. Three ejections that happened in that game as Caitlin Clark took a hard foul, you know, basically thumped to the eye like it was wrestling. Then she got pushed by another player. She's not letting all that get to her. Caitlin Clark, after the game, said the only thing she wants to talk about is basketball.
I asked about the game, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys came for basketball.
Yeah,
let's talk about basketball.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What do you think of just how you all were able to pull in the second half, Caitlin, in particular?
We're going to the Commissioner Cup Championship.
That's
pretty exciting. You all want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
The Commissioner's Cup Championship will be against the Minnesota Lynx, who are the defending champions of the WNBA in-season tournament. This will be on July 1. The teams are going to play for a $500,000 prize pool, so players on the winning team each get around 30 grand, while those on the losing team get about 10 grand for making it. The MVP takes home another 5K, and each player on both teams get $5,000 worth of cryptocurrency from a cryptocurrency platform that sponsors basically everything, but I don't see their name on the show yet. And so I will not say it at this time. I do have an account that I bled dry this weekend in online slots. Regarding Caitlin Clark, again, now this Commissioner Cup, now we may, you know, there's money involved. We think it's going to be a good game. We'll watch it, and then we'll get to learn about the Minnesota Lynx. My whole point with Caitlin Clark is, there's going to be a lot of people that love the WNBA that are into it following. There's a lot of people who only know Caitlin Clark. And so I think their opportunity is to try to get those people into fans. The last time this happened was with Messi and MLS, and I think they failed.
That they did. But I am an NYCFC's city member, which is a fancy way of saying I have season tickets, so at least they got me for whatever reason. Let's switch gears. You heard the hockey open of our Bulletin Blitz. That is not this year's sound. That was last year, but it's deja vu because the Panthers are still your Stanley Cup champions. Florida collected its second straight cup after taking down the Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 from Sunrise, Florida, which is not Miami, people. Sunrise is an hour away. Sam Reinhart, he led the way. He scored 4 goals for the Panthers. And Sam Bennett was named your winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy. It's basically the MVP of the postseason. So let's hear from both of them. Let's start with Bennett on winning the cup and the Conn Smythe, and then Reinhart on how hard it was to win back-to-back cups.
It's incredible. This was harder than the last time. It's I mean, we put in so much work. I'm just so proud of this group. There's honestly 25 MVPs on this team.
I mean, it's not easy coming back, and you know how hard it is to do. Sometimes that benefits you, and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, we just stuck with it. You know, a lot has to go your way to be standing here at the end, and we were up for the task again.
Dynasty, I've seen that word a lot. I still think that three constituted dynasty. There's been a lot of back-to-back champions over the years in hockey, or at least a couple different occasions. I know they made three in a row, so you can consider that. I think in the moment it feels like it, but I don't. Do we look back at the Lightning from a couple years ago and think that was a dynasty? They made two. They won two of three, won two, then lost one. That's where we're at now. Sometimes we back-to-back is not dynasty. We're not. There's just a lot of talk about dynasty. I don't think it's dynasty yet.
I don't think it's dynasty quite yet. The last dynasty in hockey that I can think of was probably the Detroit Red Wings. That would I consider a dynasty, because even the Blackhawks, when they won like three in a span of 8 years, because it was so spread out, I can't consider that a dynasty either. But Florida's got all the firepower to get back into a third one. They win the next one, obviously. Then we're in bona fide dynasty. But let's go to
I think the Chiefs are a dynasty.
Well, that right window's now closed because they're not making the playoffs.
They were in six Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Or five Super Bowls in 6 years. They won three of them. That's enough.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
They just did it.
They just did it. Too bad that run's all over. But what's next for the Oilers? Second straight year they lose to the Panthers. This time is in six games. Last year was in seven. Let's hear from head coach Chris Knobloch about that feat, as well as one of the goalies, Stuart Skinner, when he said the series momentum shifted in game two.
I certainly felt things could have been a lot differently. We were probably overall healthier last year as a whole. But we had everyone in the lineup. This year, obviously, missing Hyman was a big hole for us.
If you look at game two, second overtime, they score a goal. The next game, they're doing the exact same thing. You know, they're not changing. And I think that's kind of when things shifted a little bit. I thought we kind of got away from the script, and momentum's a pretty big part in playoffs.
Yeah, you can look at game two because it did go to double overtime. They lost that. But again, in the games that went to overtime, Edmonton had 13 goals. Florida had 12. But it was the other games. And Florida outscored them in the other three games 16-4. So you could have won game two, but they could not win a game that didn't go to overtime. They got trounced in every other game. So this seemed like, sure, there could have been another one. Florida probably 9 times out of 10. I mean, they were the better team in this series.
All right, let's get one last set of back-to-back here. The next game, game six of the Pacers and the Thunder, where everything's on the line for both teams tomorrow. Here's Rick Carlisle on trying to force a game seven for his Pacers, and SGA, the MVP, on how it feels to be on the cusp of winning that championship.
We've been in this position before. We were in this position last year in the New York series. We were down 3-2. And we were coming back home. And so what we need to do is buckle down, stand strong, where we should. And I anticipate one of the best crowds in the history of Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And we got to find a way.
It doesn't feel much different, to be honest. We trying to stay in the moment, trying to focus on the things that actually matter. And I think like just us focusing on trying to be the best version of ourselves for game six and having that at the top of my mind is all that really matters.
Do you think they wrap it up tomorrow, the Thunder?
Yes.
I just with this being the Pacers, I just can't do it.
Well, I just got paid and I'm itching to go ahead and lose some scratch. So go Thunder.
Are you gonna bet me or are you placing a wager somewhere?
If you want to take the Pacers, I'll happily take the Thunder.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to willingly do that, but I'm just preparing for, you know.
Maybe. Inevitable? Thanos?
Yeah. Yeah. Back to me.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.